भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 36, Text number 31. Slaying of Arista, the Bull Demon. Nisrishtaha Kila Me Mrityuhu Devaihi Vaikuntha Samsrayaihi Tau Anaya Samam Gopaihi Nand Adyaihi Sah Abhyupanihi Nisrushtah Kila Me Mrityur Devaihi Vaikuntha Samasrayaihi Tavanaya Samam Gopair Nandyadyai Samvyupayanai Nisrushtah Kila Me Mrityo Devai Vaikuntha Samsrayai Tavanaya Samam Gopai Nandadyai Samvyupayanai Nisrishtah sent Kila indeed me my Mrityuhu death Devaihi by the demigods Vaikuntha of Lord Vishnu Samsrayaihi who takes shelter Tau the two of them Anaya bring Samam together with Gopaihi the cowherd men Nanda Adyaihi headed by Nanda Sa with Abhyupanaihi gifts. Translation. The demigods who are under the protection of Vishnu have sent these two boys as my death. Bring them here, and also have Nanda and others, cowherd men, come with gifts of tribute. Text number 32. Ghatayishya ihanitau kalakalpena hastina yadi muktau tato mallair ghatayet vaidyato pamaihi. After you bring Krishna and Balaram, I will have them killed by my elephant, who is as powerful as death itself. And if by chance they escape from him, I will have them killed by my wrestlers, who are as strong as lightning. Tayor nirhi tayostas taptan vasudeva purogaman tad bandhur nihi hanishyami vrishni bhojat dashaharka. Tayo, the two of them, nihatayoho, when they are killed, taptan, tormented, vasudeva purogaman, led by Vasudeva, tad bandhun, their relatives, nihanishyami, I will kill, vrishni bhoja dasharkan, the vrishnis bhoja and dasharhas. Translation. When these two have been killed, I will kill Vasudeva and all their lamenting relatives, the Vrishnis, Bhojas and the Sarhas. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even today, There are wicked political leaders throughout the world who make such plans and even carry them out. Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tayor Nihita Yostaptan Vasudeva Purogaman Tadbandun Annishyami Vrishni Bhoja Dasharhakam When these two have been killed, I will kill Vasudeva and all their lamenting relatives, the Vrishnis, Bhojas and the Sarhas. And Srila Prabhupada says, and even today there are wicked political leaders throughout the world who make such plans and even carry them out. So, you can see, our root cause of enviousness can lead to such an extreme because the root cause of our material life is due to the enviousness. This enviousness can continue up to such a great extent that whatever we think which is material in nature we can either become controller of it, master of it, or owner of it, and do with it whatever we like. Even at the time that nothing is favorable, even which is in our possession, we will kill it. We will kill them. Kamsa doesn't have any spiritual vision, period, you know. And his animosity has perfected till the destruction of his own dynasty. He was coming from Bhoja dynasty. Narad Muni, he was telling him, you are a Bhojarat. Means Bhojarat means you are the king of the Bhoja dynasty. You are the best of the Bhojas. But the best in destruction. People want to show their power, material power, which is also competitive in nature. If we think that how come the materialistic man can become so nasty that he wants to uproot his own existence in the material way. Thinking wherever he has come from, he doesn't want to kill not only Krishna Balaram but to kill everything who is connected with him. That is Anakadantadiya Vasudev himself and his relatives. They are coming from Vrushni dynasty. Then Andhak dynasty, Bhoj dynasty, Dasharhas. These are all relatives. So, he wants to wipe out everything of his own causing. Such a extreme development of enviousness can be. Do you know why? That is the power of material energy. She works exactly its shadow energy, and the spiritual energy of Lord Krishna, which is variegated, and it is manifesting in transcendental knowledge, strength, and activities. Parasya shaktir vividhiya sruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Jnana means knowledgeability, but spiritual knowledge. Bala means the strength, spiritual strength. And kriya means spiritual activities. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual strength, and spiritual activities. These are the three realms of spiritual manifestations. And because the shadow energy, the external energy, maya, this is the shadow, and shadow is exactly of the same configuration, but without spirituality. Without spirituality. The custodian of this material energy, Durga, she is the spiritual living entity. She is divine and her powers are divine, but she acts through the help of the transformed divinity. Transformed divinity means Durga is divine herself. She is called Narayani. Her composition in complete knowledge of herself is that she claims in Sammohini Tantra she is Radha. This is her pure nature. But she acts with the help of Mahavishnu's interaction and the desire to cast a shadow energy, which is called Mahatattva, which is made from mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Mode of goodness is also a cheating mode. It binds us, even so subtly that we think we are good to others, we are better than the others. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that mode is also, you know, creating a sense of happiness for himself. But that is shadow happiness. Mode of goodness creates a sense of happiness, which is shadow happiness. So we are tend to work under that. People who do not understand the value of spiritual life, they say, oh, what is the rush in it? You don't teach children chanting Hare Krishna, but just tell them something of good story, moral stories, like Aesop's fables and all this, which is devoid of spirituality. It is all in mode of goodness. Nothing directed towards transcendence. So Niti Shastra and others, they are practically bringing one to the mode of goodness. But that's cheating. The soul is directed, connected with the Supreme Soul in its own innate constitution of Satchidananda, eternality, full knowledgeability and blissful situation. So, when we see that due to the enviousness, Enviousness is a shadow of love. It will also act in the same intensity as we hanker for the intensified love. It will also work in the opposite way. And enviousness can lead us to our own destruction. And this counselor wants to destroy everything. He is so blinded that the family from whom he is coming from, he wants to destroy the family, Bhoja dynasty. Because he thinks everybody is his enemy. Not only demigods who are protected by Vishnu, but they have sent these two boys, you know, to kill me. That was the prophecy of demigods. So, Mahamaya, she became the sister of Lord Krishna in the appearance. And she is so powerful and making Kamsa so blind from the very beginning, overpowering her into extreme behavior that when she announced from the sky, when she slipped away, you know, from his hand, and she announced, "What you can kill, you cannot kill me. The person who is going to kill you has already been." A similar forecasting when he was taking Vasudeva and Devaki on their chariot when she was married off to Vasudeva. He became ready to behead her. You know, what an overpowering energy of illusion. So, when the uprising of religion is going to emerge, you know, the intensification of ignorance becomes so dense dark that really everybody will come to a kind of suffocation, and then all of a sudden there will be relief by the sunrise. So in the same way Krishna acts. He puts density of ignorance at such an extreme in Kamsa's mind, his behavior, that everyone will think, even he includes, think that because when these two boys will be killed, their father, Vasudeva, will be also disturbed, and all the relatives will be so disturbed that they are almost going to be dead. And I will wipe out them. Even though they try to resist in their miserable condition. So, when one is miserable, another should have compassion. Instead of that, he wants to show that animosity to that extreme, that he will be totally hard-hearted. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes. Even in modern days, there are some politicians. Look at that in the previous verse. It says, "Let them come with the gifts, so I will grab whatever they have and then kill them." So dubious. One can be political. One can be so selfish that he can keep on playing politics to such an extreme that he wants to be invincible like Hiranyakashipu.
What a desire.
So, ignorance can make everything. This is like illusion. You think you are king. You think it's a dreaming state. It's ignorance. Dreams are also coming through ignorance. Unless one is spiritualized, this consciousness, subconsciousness, transforms into reality. And what they dream is always true. But where is this existence? Anybody can get dream as if they have been fully spiritual. No, the dreams come, and sometimes it is coming with wonderful enthusiasm, that we get inspired, but we can't sustain that inspiration because our lives are so much mixed up that even the meaning of dream will vanish in short time. So these are all states of ignorance, deeper and deeper and deeper. And because the root cause of enviousness is the to become God. In other way, we see a part and parcel who is qualitatively one with the Lord. These qualities can be so much expanded that he becomes overwhelmed by such quality, thinking there is nothing beyond. So it's like a spiritual suicide committed by the impersonalist who thinks they want to merge in Brahma Jyoti. This is also due to ignorance. Just like our limited eyes cannot stare even at the sun unless you put a kind of goggles of black vision. Means you need ignorance to see the ignorance. What are we to do? It is completely unfounded. Therefore, to develop the divine eyes is very, very important. Those who are engrossed in sense gratification, to then the resolute determination to develop spiritual quality will never arise. To come on the path of pure devotional service will never arise. So in this way, there are so many situations that we can prove that our existence, even in animosity, have a definite end. There is no eternality. And Krishna comes in so many different ways, so intellectually, carved out to smash this enviousness. We cannot remove our enviousness on our own. But somehow or another, by some pious credits in the previous life, in Bhaktyonmukhi Sukruti, gives us a chance to chant Hare Krishna, and then the holy name is itself is exhibiting its power to cleanse our enviousness. So when one, by such a good fortune to come in a spiritual process, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he is really very fortunate, and his path of liberation, path of coming out from this grossest ignorance caused by enviousness will be removed. That is called purification. The holy name purifies the entire conception which is caused by the shadow energy. We are overwhelmed so deep-rootedly when we envied the Supreme Lord. Enviousness is like blindness, really blindness. Why a snake is called envious? Serpent. He also has eyes. But he is so fearful of his own existence that even an innocent passerby, he will, dance it. So, this enviousness is there. Poison is also coming out by churning this force, garbhodakosa, and it is drunk by the envious entities. But Lord Shiva is not an envious entity. If he is envious, he would have denied. But the demigods requested him. Nobody wanted. Lord Vishnu told, okay, go to Shiva. But Lord Vishnu was himself Lord Shiva in the mode of ignorance. So mode of ignorance can be controlled by Lord Shiva. And she can control Maya as well as he can control this poison. That's why he is Nilkant. He can be easily satisfied, because anybody wants to take his name, he will get all the benediction from him. But he doesn't want to get disturbed in his sadhana, in his intrinsic position. Therefore, he is always in the mad situation of chanting Mahashankara Mantra, because that is his transformation from. That position is extremely difficult to get, so nobody can compete with Lord Shiva. Shiva Tattva is an independent Tattva of Lord Vishnu, and nobody can become Shiva. The Mayavadis or impersonalists, especially Mayavadis, they say, the Jiva can become Shiva. No way, there is no... Prabhupada denies this. So, Kamsa is totally under the influence of Maya and dictated by Maya. And that is Krishna's own energy. So, if Kamsa is acting like this to call his own demise, and he can think that because he is king, he can do anything and everything, that is completely erroneous. So, ultimately Krishna is conducting him to do it this way. Okay, show your enviousness. Kill everybody. You can't bend a little hair in front of me. So, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, his energies are variegated. Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Sruyate. Svabhaviki Jnana Balat Kriya. And here, Kamsa lost his intelligence. He doesn't have knowledge what he is doing. He becomes totally blinded. Totally blinded. Krodhad bhavati sammoha. If you get angry, do you have sometimes to show it? A political man will not show his anger, but he is burning within. You know, he may not show. He is so political that he would not show externally that he is angry. But he keeps it in the mind and will strike as soon as he gets an opportunity. Right? Therefore, snake is an example of that hidden anger, burning anger. Krishna never becomes angry. Have you seen angry face of Krishna? That is his expansion. Balaram is his anger. But we don't see, they are so beautiful that the anger is also beautiful. You will never see, we don't try to see, we do not have any glimpse of Krishna's teeth here. Suppose if Krishna shows his teeth, we are finished. Dvivida, the gorilla, when Balaram was playing with the gopis, his group of gopis, the gorilla came and started showing different caricatures and showed Balaram's teeth. And Balaram decided to finish him off. Because to show teeth in front of the deity even, or laugh, that's an offense. So it comes from this, that if we become too callous and disrespectful in devotional service, then it's an offense. By showing teeth, by talking in front of the deities and like that. So it shows that ignorance is the root cause of our miseries. And Krishna wouldn't show you his anger ordinarily or even very rarely. Even in Kurukshetra war, you won't see Krishna's anger. Krishna wanted to kill Bhishma and he rushed. But nobody can draw Krishna in a frowned or frustrated anger. His anger is transcendental. Have you seen Radharani's transcendental anger? They look very beautiful in it, if they show. So we can understand that. Krodhada bhavati sammoha, the bewilderment comes. Krishna is never bewildered, even though he has transcendental anger. Krishna is not bewildered. But we can easily be bewildered by our own anger. Sammohat smriti vibhrama. And why do we lose our reality, our own course of existence? We forget. You can imagine that Kamsa wants to destroy his own dynasty. He wants to destroy his own dynasty, the Bhoja dynasty. So, what kind of totally opposite shakti he is in it. So, Prabhupada said that there are some wicked political leaders throughout the world and they do make such plan. And even they carry them out to destroy the life principle means spirituality. They want to remove, even though it will not be disturbed. The only problem in killing is that it's an interference in Krishna's plan. Otherwise, you may call, oh, I have not killed the soul. The soul will not be killed. Krishna also asserts that. Krishna is ordering to kill all these people, not to eat them. But why are you killing other animals to eat them? That is not the killing. There's a difference in the killing. So the idea is that we want to imitate the Lord under ignorance. It's a shadow energy. And the whole material world is under the clutches of Maya, Trigunatmak Maya, and they make you forget at such an extent that smriti vibrama, you forget your reality. And smriti bhramshad vaddinasho, when the remembrance is lost, then intelligence is lost. When intelligence is lost, you have nothing, you are lost. Prabhupada tells in Bhagavad Gita that one falls back into the material whirlpool again in the repeated birth and death cycle. So, this is the cause of enviousness. The root cause of our accepting a material body of ignorance is Ichha Dvesa Samuthena Dvanda Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoha Sargeyanti Parantapa. Everybody is in Sammohan state. Sammohan, if you analyze this, Krishna gives this Sammohan state means dhyayato vishayan spunsa sangasti shubhijayas. Sangat sanjayate kama. Kama krodho bhijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. So, in the spiritual world, when we try to aspire something selfishly, besides Krishna, we want to become Lord and Master of ourselves. That is the misuse of minute independence. Then we are not allowed to do that. Therefore we became angry with Krishna. Krodha. And krodhat bhavati sammoha. So, Krishna says that Ichha dvesa samuthena dvanda mohena bharata. This dvanda was created by ourselves. Dvanda means duality. Dvanda means duality. What is the duality we created? Ichha and dvesha. Ichha and dvesha. These are two things simultaneously arising. If you see a separate desire to lord it over, which neglects either the authority of Lord Krishna or negate Him at all. Authority of the personality of Godhead, the personal aspect, and not thinking that He is a person but He might be impersonal, but where is the connection? If one becomes blind by his seeing his relationship with Krishna, then he thinks he is impersonal. An impersonal behavior. An impersonal behavior breaks the love bondage. So, the dvesh means enviousness. A separate desire with a wrong choice of selfishness. That is enviousness. So this dvanda means duality was created by us. Nobody infused it. There is no root that Krishna induced us to create an enviousness towards him. Or we are so much dependent upon him, somebody may argue. But it is not like that. We are individual, eternal, independent living entity, even though minutely existing. So what? This is the position eternal, either in eternally liberated condition, means becoming free from the enviousness, or eternally conditioned, means totally engrossed with this sammohan sthiti. That is, sammohan is the bewilderment of, caused by this dual situation. And dual situation is coming by the misuse of minute independence. In this way, our frustration began right from the spiritual level. Our frustration became right from the spiritual level. And which is that level which is frustrating? Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is a frustrating level. That's why we have to come down, even from there. It's frustration. Even if it is transcendental subject matter, but because we are individual, we are having our spiritual identity, form, anything pertaining to us with the name, form, quality and activity. If we think we lose that by merging into, then you are nobody. It's a frustration. Who do you interact with? How would you think? But still, the desire out of that enviousness, avishuddha buddhi means dirty intelligence, is the enviousness. And it thinks that you have reached the highest, you know, position, highest position. Paramapadam tatra. This paramapadam is frustrating. And there is animosity still continued there. Therefore, the living entity falls down. In other way, we see, Brahma Jyoti is very, very spiritually glaring effulgence of the Supreme Lord. If we, in our material existence, cannot see the sun, what do you think our little spark would have any effect in Brahma Jyoti? We will be still blinded. Blinding effect in Brahma Jyoti is still there if we do not know what to do there. So, patantiyada anadar yushmadangraya. We fall down because we have not taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God, from whom the Brahma Jyoti emerges. So therefore, avishuddha buddhi means dirty intelligence is there. This is how we are getting frustration in Brahma Jyoti. So we are forced to come in the material platform. There also we continue this blindness. A limited vision is there. A limited perception is there, and still we misuse it to the extreme. Because we do not want to eradicate this enviousness mentality. So, unless and until we have done some agyats bhaktyonmukhi sukruti. Agyat means unknowingly. And sukruti means bhaktyonmukhi sukruti, not ordinary jnanonmukhi or karmonmukhi. Bhaktyonmukhi sukha. The meritorious activity unknowingly done towards the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. That promotes us in this life to come in contact with the devotees. Otherwise, no way. So association with the devotees will sustain our spirituality. If we disassociate, that purpose will not be sought. So in this way, we see the shadow energy of Lord Krishna. It is also said in the same aspect. I have heard this hymn, which is coming from Svetashatara Upanishad, that Nachatasya Karnam Karnam Chavidyate, Nachatasamasam Abhi Adhikacha Drashyate, Parasha Shaktir Vividhi Sruyate, Swabhaviki Jnana Palakriyacha. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no cause of His being. For Him, there is nothing to do. And even though He remains the cause of everything, He simply plays His flute, and that is not called work. It's not called work. Na karanam na karyam vidyate. So, that Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead's energies, which are manifested and they are variegated, and they are in the form of spiritual jnana, means knowledge of realization, bala, spiritual strength, and kriya, the activities in spirituality. Kriya is devotional service. Now, I have heard the same verse being used for by those who are Shaktas, those who are worshippers of Shakti, means material energy. And they glorify her, Parasha Shakti Vividhyas. Because she is shadow energy, it is also going to be very variegated. Shadow energy is also variegated. And Krishna tells us, in this shadow energy, you have to know me, that I'm behind all this transformation. Vistabhyamaham Krishna Mekansena Jagatostita. I'm pervaded by my simple little fraction of the entire material creation. He claims, and we think, oh, this is good. Many times we say, oh, Arjuna wanted in the 10th chapter, he is asking the opulence of the Lord. How does he recognize the Lord's presence in the manifested energies in this material world? And Krishna describes some principle examples like Rasoham apsukon theya prabhasa shishuryayo. I am pervaded in, I am just a taste of water and pervaded in the effulgence of the sun and the moon. And we, under ignorance, cannot contemplate or cannot think, even though daily we drink about 10 glasses of water, we never think for a moment that, oh, I am tasting Lord Krishna's splendor. Never. What a gross ignorance. And the taste of water. This is this so much essential experience that everybody has almost how many times a day. But we never think, oh, here I can understand Krishna by taste of water. It's gross ignorance. But ignorance, what can you do? You have to play with the water. We don't think that the water is tasty. So okay, He'll turn it into Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and then we'll try to taste it. Then it's a good taste. Wine, and they attribute, you know, they attribute this to sell their wine, because the priestly people, they are supposed to be custodian for Eucharist and, you know, so many religious process, you have to use wine. So they advertise, Father knows the best. Means he knows the best which wine. Then they also say, better than none. These are the kind of advertisements in America I have seen. But that is ignorance. What does father and nun have to do with the taste of wine? It is perverted rasa. The pure rasa is in water. Pure rasa is in water. So, this is the cause of ignorance. Our existence in the duality which is created by ourselves and nobody else. Krishna is not responsible there. And how much we can become envious, how much we can go and as if we have the possession of material energy to such an extent that we want to destroy our own self. Who is powerful? Maya. Maya is very powerful. And Sishmesis, each and every one in material conception. Therefore, Krishna says, those who surrender to me, they will cross over this Maya. Many a times, you know, people get even frustrated in religion when they resort to demigods. They say, what will be the situation? We have been worshipping for a long time, the demigods. We can't forget them. Even we understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. We can't forget them. So what can you do? Don't worship them separately. Just put them underneath the Supreme. If you can't forget, but then you will see that they will themselves will advise, oh, don't worry about us. We will take care of ourselves. You take care of Krishna. That's good enough. So, and this connection, we can see how Maya is making Krishna, I mean, Kamsa speak so much, you know, extreme situation coming out from his mouth, you know, make him speak like that, that I will kill my own dynasty, Bhoja dynasty. Not only Vasudeva and his relatives, but my own too. He doesn't trust anything, no faith. Narad Muni did not go to Kamsa to tell them, just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and you will be all right. He went to expedite his death. Therefore, he has, you know, he said, he exposed the truth that they are actually Vasudeva's sons, not Nanda. Uh-huh. I mean, he is so much expert in love with Krishna that he wants to expedite and finish this rasa. He is so confirmed that he will expose. And this should be a very good lesson. We should tell the truth. Can't hide it. To expedite the purification, we should tell the truth. If we hide the truth, purification will not come. All right, anybody has any question?
Maharaj, we hear that the false ego is in the Brahma Jyoti. False ego is in the Brahma Jyoti. So how does it come to us in the material world?
False ego is not in Brahma Jyoti. False ego is originally the Shambhu Tattva, who is taking the charge of material energy. So transcendental glance, when it comes or it falls on the inert unmanifested material energy, pradhan, you know. So in Dhamma Sahita it is said it's like a halo. It's a halo created. You know the halo? Just like you see the sunlight falls and the rain drops and become a rainbow. A rainbow is almost the same circular nature of the periphery of the sun that is put in through. So in the same way, when inert pradhan prakriti was there, the transcendental glance falling it, but as if it is reflected in the form of halo around it. So this is called Shambhu Tattva, which is manifesting an individual as false ego. Alright? Means it is inert Maya energy is ignorance herself. But because of the glance of Vishnu, you know, the Sattva, Raj and Tamagun appears and she becomes Mahatattva. But simultaneously the glance which is reflecting on the inert energy is halo, means Shambhu Tattva. And combination of the Shambhu Tattva and material energy in the three modes start manifesting into creating multiple of universes. So the prime cause of creation becomes Mahavishnu himself. And it is by his nature, his own indulgence, Shambhu Tattva, means the glance itself is transformed. So false ego is there. It's not in the spiritual realm. False ego is not. Because the soul is qualitatively one in the spiritual realm. But it doesn't know one thing. That he is dependent upon the personal aspect. He doesn't know that. We have to know from here. And then in liberated state we can continue that knowledgeability to keep on engagement in the personal service of the Supreme Lord. Those who resort to simply empirical knowledge, they hang in Brahma Jyoti. They find qualitatively oneness, but they think they are no individuals there, including him. It's an unqualitative, without qualities, existence. And that is a mistake. It's not by false ego. False ego is created after. That makes us mistaken repeatedly. Original mistake is there. Here we do repeated mistakes. Because Brahma, the first living entity, he was born in the ignorant state. When he was born, he was in ignorant state. And his birth and death of that material body, at every time he dies, he forgets. Why only dies? When he goes to sleep and gets up, during that sleep, he also forgets. You know? So he has to create this material world from time to time. When, as soon as he wakes up, his business is creation. Over and over again. So Brahma is a living entity, he is powerful. Krishna chooses him and gives him that post. But he is a separate, eternally separated living entity. Right? So, because he can also overwhelmed by the three modes of material nature, he can become envious. He doesn't know. But he gets his senses pretty quickly corrected. You know? But the demigods are also affected by the three modes of material nature. Even though they are powerful controllers of the affairs of material nature. But they want to sustain it by providing all the necessities on behalf of the Lord, because they are devotees also. Means, as much devotion they have, that much non-envious they will be. Alright? And from Brahma Jyoti, everyone comes. Even the matter is also coming from Brahma Jyoti. Because the origin is Krishna's energy anyway. But by atomic composition, the soul is a cognizant atom, while matter is not. And both have the same emergence. Coming from the same source. Yes.
I remember the lecture about the living entity when it was not in the
No. There are so many living entities falling simultaneously. And they are all transported through the glance of Mahavishnu. And then Shambhu Tattva or Lord Shiva takes charge of them, and the entry of these jivas come into the Mahatyoni. Alright? Mahatyoni means the great womb of material existence. So, these living entities carry the separate desire to lord it over, and Krishna simply affords them to give another realm so they can fulfill their desire. But this is the medium that they have to come. And this manifestation of the material creation is also within Krishna's existence. It's not out of purview. It's not outside of Krishna. It's within Krishna. So, all the living entities come from the spiritual realm, because they are spiritual part and parcel. Only separating cause is the duality of separate desire and hate towards the Supreme Lord. Can a person having separate desire and separate activity exist in realm of unified qualitative existence of Lord Krishna? In Goloka Vrindavan, nobody stays. You don't find demons even in Goloka Vrindavan. They may forcefully enter, but they have to be wiped out. But they are not in that realm. So Prabhupada says that Krishna killed the demons through his Vasudeva form. Are you clear? Somewhat.
So not every living entity takes the position of Brahma. They fall down in the material world in different they don't take the position of Brahma.
Those who are not liberated cannot go to Brahmajyoti. They are attracted by the three modes of material nature. To be liberated means to become free from the three modes of material nature. So they can transcend towards the Brahmajyoti, can transcend from the material platform to the Brahmajyoti. But there also, if they do not have any knowledgeability that they are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore they are obligated to serve Him for His own cause, even in that eternal liberated state, they keep on moving up and down. Who can get an entry to the Goloka Vrindavan unless one knows pure devotional service? Nobody can go. In the Vaikuntha realm also, it's Mukti Dham. The living entity wants to fulfill his own desires, but in relationship to the Lord. But in Golok Vrindavan, only the desire of the Lord is to be fulfilled in there. His eternal associates are there to fulfill his desire only, not individual. And Krishna says, from that realm one does not come back. Yes.
Can one fall down from the level of Mukti Dham, as you said, that you go from Golok down, lower to Golok down? But what if one reaches up to the level of Mukti Dham, as you say?
Mukti means Vaikuntha. It's a spiritual realm, but the living entity wants to fulfill his desire from the Lord by either staying in the same planet with the Supreme Lord, it's called Salokya Mukti, then closer to the Lord, Samipya Mukti, then Sarupya Mukti, having the same form like the Lord's, or Sarsti Mukti, same opulence of the Lord. He still had his desires fulfilled, even in Vaikuntha. But Goloka is the realm of Lord Krishna, where he is the only enjoyer of his desire, and everybody is helping to satisfy his desire alone. So if we learn there, right here, how to satisfy the Lord, how to fulfill his desire, we don't care about mukti. Prabhupada Saraswati says, for a pure devotee, mukti is standing at his doorsteps with folded hand. Please engage me. How can I serve you? And the devotee says, I'm sorry, Mataji, I don't have time. He is so engrossed in service of the Supreme Lord.
Conversation was about, as you're asking Prabhupada, about how the jiva comes into the material world. And one of the devotees was asking Prabhupada, does the jiva fall into the material world from Brahmajyoti? And he says, there's no question of falling down in the already fallen position. So he's saying Brahmajyoti is fallen.
Brahmajyoti is an expanded realm from Lord Krishna himself.
But from the Vaishnava perception, the notion of Brahmajyoti is considered a fallen vision.
Vaishnava perception is also stage-wise and reaching to the final. So Prabhupada speaks on initial aspect, a primary aspect, secondary aspect, even an advanced aspect too, the same thing. So we have to understand in that context. But we see Krishna's part and parcel is like Krishna, but he is not Krishna. There is achintya, bheda, bheda, tatva. But bheda and abheda, both are simultaneously existing. Our duality came from bhed, not abhed. Our coming into the form of duality of delusion came from bhed with Krishna. Bhed means completely opposite idea of Krishna. And that has been caused by enviousness. Therefore we fall. And that is possible in Brahmajyoti realm. It is not possible from Vaikuntha realm or Goloka Vrindavan realm. Is it not? The conception of Bheda. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mastered this philosophy of Bheda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneously there is a Bheda as well as Abheda. Inconceivable. Both are existing. If you see in Brahmajyoti, both will be able to exist. Those who are separatist from the Lord, they are impersonalist. They are separatist. But those devotees who are going after liberation, they have to go through Brahmajyoti. But their target is the lotus feet of the Lord. And therefore they go to either Vaikuntha according to their desire or go back to Godhead. To Goloka Vrindavan. So Brahmajyoti is the realm. But those who are in gross material existence, they are always fallen. Is it not? So Prabhupada said that. Why do you talk of Brahmajyoti? Living entities always. In Kali Yuga, who is even able to contemplate about Brahmajyoti? Very few. They are cheaters mostly. You know? I mean, if you see the impersonal realization, the depth of impersonal realization which has been told to Ramachandra by Vasishtha Muni is in Vasishtha Ramayana, Yoga Vasishtha, is impersonal. And Ramachandra is the personality of Godhead and he is learning from his guru Vasishtha Muni about impersonalism. And that has nothing to do with today's Mayavadis. There are very few impersonalists, even to be found, who are in the strict discipline. Most of them, they are so much overwhelmed by personal conception, because they are person, their congregation is person. So they use, for time being, all the personal aspect of chanting, interacting and devotion, and showing even mixture of devotion. Even they want to take the holy name of the Lord. You know, it's Maya is so bewildering. They even take holy name of the Lord, which is a personal manifestation of Sandini potency. It's Chit potency. The Naam Prabhu, we call it. And they want to use it. But they still become remain envious. They don't want to worship the deity. They have no iota, no conception of the personality. So that enviousness still retains. You check it out. I mean, Yoga Vasishtha and the conception of impersonal realization. It is extremely difficult. Krishna says himself in Bhagavad Gita in 12th chapter. Klesho adhikatarastesham avyaktasakta chetasam. And today's impersonalist will convince you, oh no, it is very easy because they are cheaters. They use conception of personalism to convey impersonalism. You better believe. They are nothing but Mayavadis. Impersonalists, those who are Jnanis, they have their own prestige. And these people are today's Kali Yugi impersonalists. They are actually Mayavadis. They are worst. They use everything mixture and do not come to the conclusion. Do you think the priest of Banki Bihari was personalist? Clothing Banki Bihari with jeans and, you know, and giving a mobile phone?
You said the mobile phone was like you could call Radha Rani.
That is also there. Then?
He doesn't need a mobile phone.
Yeah? You should have told him, you know, that the mobile phone doesn't work in Barsana. There is no network. What can you do? And impersonalists took over, Mayavadis took over and they tried to smash the priest. Okay, that is also another. They are all Mayavadis. They think they have to retain the prestige of Shastra, this and that. They have defiled, kick him out. Funny thing happens in Vrindavan.
So what would we say?
Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Is he an impersonalist? Or is he just a...
Who?
The priest.
The priest? Bewildered. Bewildered.
Because in one sense it's enjoying Krishna, not serving Krishna. Dressing him up the way you want him to look.
I have seen the photograph of Britishers were bringing big steamboat and railway, you know, train for Radharaman to play and get a ride from. You know. They have given. I have seen myself. Padmanabh Goswami showed me. And many others showed. But at the same time, you see, I have the picture of Kirtanan Swami in Nibandavan putting Radha Vrindavan Chandra in Japanese kimono. I have a photograph of it. And he wanted to give Radha Vrindavan Chandra tuxedo when we moved from, in 1983, we moved from the old temple to the new temple. He wanted to give tuxedo and Radharani a big veil. Of course, she was given a big veil for about, 50 feet long. They wanted several girls to lift up and carry behind when they were moved. Just like in marriage procession. Yeah. Then I have seen, you know, taking the Eucharist and other things in the Mass, where they changed the whole thing into Christian approach of the worship method. Anyway, it's a rasa bhas, that's for sure. It doesn't fit into the developing the mellows. Problem. It creates disturbance. That is the objection one can legitimately take. Others are points of controversy. So we should refrain from this. Anyway, at what extent enviousness is involved in this, it's very difficult to tell. Huh? Otherwise there will be so many arguments, you may just find out from it. Well, we can use anything in service of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is offered to Krishna is always transcendental. So the tuxedo must have been, transcendental. The jeans must have been transcendental. You know, you can auction those things and it will be more valuable even.
You can use anything that serves Krishna, doesn't mean he has to wear them.
That's another thing. It is also said, what is favorable to Krishna consciousness should be offered. Anukulyena Krishna Mushilanam. If we forget then, that is bad. If it is helping us to preach Krishna consciousness, or it gives result of Krishna consciousness, phalena parichiyate, then it could have been accepted by people, right? But where is the result? It all got subsided and they themselves asked the apology, so rest. The case is already resting. We don't want to get into it. People will come up with novel ideas of their material hankerings. And because you want ice cream, so okay, give to Krishna and we'll eat. It's not that whether you know Krishna likes ice cream or not. Who cares? So what Krishna likes, it's better to stick to the traditional description than anything else. At many places they offer them tea and anything. You know, because they like tea. They want to offer it to Krishna. That's the mentality of the people, but it's still devoid of devotional principle. The principle is that Anukulyena Krishna Amshinanam Bhaktiruttama. Always think what is favorable to serve. And the scriptures have definitely said what is favorable, because it was the description of the service there. So those things we have to accept, others we have to reject. So traditionality or the scriptures, what it says, that should be the standard. Playing an electric guitar. You can offer a toy. You know, in Shinaji, in Nathadwar, they offer him traditional toys, which are description in the Shastra. But people bring in anything and everything as toys. That's a little off perversion. Nintendo game. You can't offer that. All right. There goes Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.